We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss the Frey effect, or microwave hearing, the proof that microwaves are deadly, even at low frequencies. And we know how deadly they are to we targets. But first, joining TM is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and at the top of the page, go to Join TM and just click on it. Please complete the easy, and I mean really easy, registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. While you're there, you can donate to TM and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Coming up on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the 8th, 2020, we have an evening with Dr. Robert Duncan, which I am looking forward to myself, and I hope you listen in. He's the foremost authority on what we targets go through. Then, on Friday, the 10th, 2020, the Legal Co-op, or Legal Coop, will make an appearance. If you'd like to listen to Kevin Annett every Sunday at 6 p.m. in his 25-year war with the government of Canada, he can be found at bbsradio.com/Here We Stand. Targeted Justice, a stellar organization. You can find them at targetedjustice.com. To join on their home page, hover over home and you will see Meet the Team, and just below it, Become a Member. Click on Become a Member and just follow it. Once again, targetedjustice.com. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. Access by computer. In your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with this show at targetedmass.chatango.com. For some reason, it is once again down tonight. For those of you who are following it, the Schumann resonance was at 158 hertz on Friday a month ago. The nominal reading is 7.83 hertz. Today, it is 10 hertz. Yesterday, it was 43. So it's coming back down to normal. Okay, tonight, we're going to uncover one of the chief reasons why microwaves are destructive, even tiny, tiny doses are destructive to humans. And there are a few people who have influenced research on radiation, one of whom is Dr. Alan Frey, biophysicist and engineering psychologist. His work has changed the scientific approach to the subject of radiation and made it an important topic for other scientists. Can you hear radiation? Well, you can. If you turn on your television set or your radio, you are actually hearing radiation. Radio, radiation. Pretty close. Measurement devices, such as a Geiger counter, make a series of clicking or static buzzing noises. This is in response to radiation. The very old models converted radioactive material or activity into electricity, which could be heard through a speaker. Some people say that analog systems like this are best because they don't fail around high doses of radiation. The effect was induced several hundred feet from the antenna. The instant the transmitter was turned on, and is a function of carrier frequency and modulation. Attempts were made to match the sounds induced by electromagnetic energy and acoustic energy. The closest match occurred when the acoustic amplifier was driven by the radio frequency transmitter's modulator. This is often the radiation sound we might hear on films, and as I mentioned, television programs of today. While you are listening, I would like you to research helix antennas, because they are fixed and not oscillating, such as you see on the top of a yacht, or you see a radar array and you see the radar units going back and forth. This is actually what the police use when they're trying to track how fast you're going. This is a 360-degree unit. And this may be, I'm saying may, this may be what we are seeing that looks a little different on top of the brand new 5G installations. So just research it, see what you come up with. And they are used in highly populated areas because of their 360-degree construction. They are able to go through the thickly dominated areas by ambient frequencies. Alan Frey worked for General Electric at their Advanced Electronics Center in Cornell University in 1960. He had a technician come to him with some unexpected news. This gentleman's job was to measure the signals emitted by radars, and he claimed to be able to hear them. The radar was giving off short signals over several periods of time. When Frey visited the facility where the technician worked, he said he also could hear the signals. He then decided to investigate this further. These effects occur the instant the transmitter is turned on. With appropriate modulation, the perception of various sounds can be induced in clinically deaf as well as normal human subjects at a distance of inches up to thousands of feet from the transmitter. Okay, my question is to you, although we understand that HAARP and many other types of transmitters use the ionosphere and bounce off of it, my question is, can thousands of feet turn into 200 or 250 miles or better? With somewhat different transmitter parameters, we can induce the perception of severe buffeting of the head without such apparent symptoms as dizziness or nausea. Changing transmitter parameters again, one can induce a pins and needles sensation. Now we have to remember the date at which this was done, in the 60s. Dr. Frey decided that the effect described by the technician was, in his opinion, factual. The radiation from which could cause audible buzzes or clicks. Microwave radiation could be heard by humans, but not in the same way that sound waves are perceived. There was, however, always a demand for more high-frequency components. Since our treater has a rather good high-frequency response, it is possible that we have shown an analog of the visual phenomenon in which people see farther into the ultraviolet range when the lens is removed from the eye. According to Frey, it occurred in the brain itself, where tiny electrical fields were generated by the microwaves interacting with the brain cells. Supposedly, many deaf people were also able to hear microwave radiation. This phenomenon was called microwave hearing, and it is also known by the name the Frey effect. Some of the workers claimed that microwave hearing was accompanied by side effects such as dizziness and headaches, and that signals of radiation could be heard by them even at a distance, as I said, thousands of feet from the radar. Once again, can this thousands of feet be turned into miles? Looking at the equipment available today, the answer is yes. We have a HARP facility that can actually move the ionosphere to let out a friendly missile. That's what I'm told. But the ionosphere is delicate in itself. And I don't remember giving anybody any permission to mess with my planet, do you? This is our planet. When a company or organization is doing something dangerous, such as HARP and its many counterparts, or CERN, and I realize there are many cooked up stories about CERN, but nobody asked us if it was okay if they mess up our planet and blow it up or something. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. I'll see you in 3 minutes. Thank you for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good evening, Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss the Frey effect, or microwave hearing, and the proof that microwaves from your smartphone are deadly, even at low frequencies. But first, joining TM is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org. And at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. While you're there, donate to TM and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Wednesday of this week, Wednesday the 8th, 2020, we have an evening with Dr. Robert Duncan. Friday the 10th, 2020, Legal Co-op or Legal Coop will make an appearance. So have your questions ready for Dr. Robert Duncan. and have your questions ready for Legal Co-op. If you'd like to listen to Kevin Annett and his 25-year struggle with the government of Canada, he can be reached every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern at bbsradio.com/Here We Stand. And I'd like to bring up a very stellar organization, and that's Targeted Justice. If you would like to join, and I suggest that you do, go to targetedjustice.com. On their homepage, hover over home at the top left, and you'll see a drop-down menu that says Meet the Team, and then right under that, Become a Member. Click or tick on that, and you are on your way. Once again, that is targetedjustice.com. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with this show at targetedmass.chatango.com. For some reason, tonight, once again, it is down. For those of you who are concerned about the Schumann residence, a month ago, Friday, it was at 158 hertz. The nominal reading is 7.83 hertz and has been roughly right there for millions of years. Okay, folks, once again, get more commercial. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss the Frey effect or microwave hearing and the proof that microwaves coming from your smartphone are deadly even at low, low frequencies. But first, no, actually there's no but first. In view of the time element, I'm going to get right back down to the topic. And before we left, we were talking about workers who claimed that microwave hearing was accompanied by side effects such as dizziness and headaches, and that signals of radiation could be heard by them even at a distance of thousands of feet. And my question and answer were, can this be focused on the ionosphere and sent 250 miles or so up and bounced back down upon targets? And I also mentioned that we have the HARP facility that was government owned but was transferred to the University of Anchorage. And if you look around the world at such facilities, they all seem to be transferring to universities. That's great because universities are full of bright scholars, but they are also under a different umbrella than the state. So that brings us pretty much up to date. Alan Frey became the most active researcher on the health effects of microwave radiation in the United States. His studies were funded by the Office of Naval Research and the American Army because of the expanding use of radars by the U.S. military at that time. He was testing his theories on rats and frogs. These animals reacted to smaller doses of radiation than we know are emitted from modern smartphones. He was a pioneer in the field of radiation and its impact on living creatures. In the 70s, after many years of studying microwave radiation, Dr. Alan Frey came to some revolutionary conclusions. It is important to know what the blood-brain barrier is. By definition, it is a highly selective, semi-permeable membrane. And this simply means that it allows certain molecules or ions to pass through it and restricts others. So this barrier that separates the circulating blood from the brain is vital to our survival. He found out that this kind of radiation, microwave radiation, can break the blood-brain barrier and harm the circulatory system. After long-term exposure, bacteria and toxins could enter the brain environment and affect the functioning of the nerve cells. Frey used a relatively simple method to describe his work. The circulatory system of rats were injected with a fluorescent dye. As we know, the brain is protected from taking such substances due to the blood-brain barrier. So the brain remained pink-gray while different organs were fluorescing. Then animals were exposed to microwave radiation. After a few minutes, the dye got through the barrier of the brain. It happened because even at very low frequency, signals could open the protective barrier. Personally, I call upon the researchers of Rife Technology to come forward and prove this theory once again, as many times as you have to. If you're not familiar with Rife Technology, it's the use of radio signals to kill harmful cancers, to kill harmful bacteria. So once again, I call upon the researchers of Rife Technology to come forward and support Dr. Alan Frey. Now, his studies were reported in the annals of the New York Academy of Sciences in 1975. In 1974, the Veterans Administration and DHS were funding research into voice to skull. In 1975, the same year that Dr. Frey's studies were reported, the psychological paper recorded these studies on voice to skull, published in their medical journal. So, Mr. Frey found part of the origin of voice to skull. The transmission of remote neural monitoring and voice to skull has been narrowed down to a few methods, which we will cover tomorrow evening. After publishing this study, Alan Frey requested renewal of government funding to continue research on the BBB. He remembered, largely as a consequence of this report, funding for open microwave bioresearch in the United States was essentially shut down. He received a letter stating that funding would not be granted unless he dropped the BBB report of the proposal. You can read about Frey's problems with providing research on radiation in his letter here. In the 60s, American scientists didn't approve Frey's findings. They believed that microwave hearing was the result of outside noise. Soon, the Frey effect was proven by the works of different scientists, with Leif Salford, Lund University, Sweden, among them. And we wrote about his research in our earlier article here. The same thing happened with the blood-brain barrier research from the 70s. It took a long time to finally agree with the results of this study. Today, more than 40 years from the Frey's research, one of the most known brain surgeons, Dr. Charlie Teo, speaks openly about radiation breaking the barrier of the human brain. What we have to be concerned with is, once again, our government and the FCC's rating of the safe limit of microwaves in this country. It is the highest in the world, shared with Canada. Dr. Alan Frey was the first to provide the scientific research on radiation's impact on health. He is truly the pioneer and one of the most well-known scientists in this field. He is now over 80 years. And I believe it says here that he is still working at Random Line Incorporated in Maryland. But I believe he's actually retired since then. So the security concerns during the Cold War are what led to the generation of misinformation on the physiological effects of microwave radiation from mobile phones. They are destructive in every way. The towers are destructive in every way to every living creature on this planet. 98% of three crucial bee species in the United States have perished. This is something that they apparently expected, because they have cross-pollination today by drone. So if you see a drone dump a bunch of powder out of the back, they may be cross-pollinating a crop. Recently, Congress tasked its investigative arm, the General Accountability Office, to consider the health risks of mobile phones and to report back to Congress. While a previous report published in May 2010 by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration stated that there was no evidence of increased health risk resulting from exposure to the radio frequency energy emitted by cell phones. The WHO, or the World Health Organization, reported the following year that cell phone radiation may be carcinogenic. Also, in 2011, the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse published a paper in JAMA reporting that 50 minutes of cell phone use by people altered glucose metabolism in the part of the brain closest to where the cell phone antennas were located. This summer, the GAO completed the task and sent a report to Congress stating that the risks were unclear and deserved greater scrutiny from the government. The FCC should formally reassess and change its current RF energy exposure limit and mobile phone testing requirements related to likely usage configurations, particularly when the phones are held against the body. Now, for a long time, I kept my phone in my hip pocket. I don't keep it in my hip pocket any longer without putting it in airplane mode. And I suggest that we all take greater precautions with our cell phones, because we have 5G to deal with very shortly, if it hasn't already been rolled out in your neighborhood on every other telephone pole. The controversy over whether the technology poses a risk to human health is substantial. But they have so much money, so much time, so much equipment invested in 5G and the whole cell phone infrastructure that they will make any law that they can to make sure that it's up and running and killing. And while much of science could be considered controversial, what has and is happening in microwave research is not a routine scientific dispute. Concerns about the health risk of cell phones, confusion regarding the evidence for or against such risks, and even misinformation in the scientific literature may all be collateral damage of the Cold War between the USSR and the United States. This was a time when the use of microwave generating equipment, such as radar, was seen by some as critical to the security of the United States, and efforts were taken to ensure that such innovations were not suppressed by findings that suggested such technology to be unsafe. So there it is right there. During the Cold War, Brooks Air Force Base was tasked with reassuring residents when the Air Force wanted to install radar in their neighborhood. To meet that responsibility, the Brooks Group hired contractors to write environmental impact statements to justify the placing of the radars. An obvious conflict of interest. Even worse, when a scientist did publish findings that might indicate a risk, Brooks selected contractors to do experiments that suggested the scientists' research was invalid or not relevant to the safety of Air Force radar. Not the people, Air Force radar. So, everything is in contradiction. One thing is absolutely true. Cell phones will kill you, okay? They have been compared to cigarettes. We all know what they do. We haven't seen the impact from the first cell phones, or we are just beginning to. Be careful. When you can, shut your phone off. If you have to transport it, shut it down. Put it in airplane mode. Do anything to it, but Don't leave it in your pocket hot, because you'll pay for it later on in life with a cancer in that area that you truly did not expect. I think we've had cell phones in our communities now since 1991 or two. They've become an essential part of our social network. But what we have to think more about are our lives. When you go to a party now, you look around and you see people playing with their cell phones instead of socializing like they should be. Because that's the way they grew up. Psychologically, they're uncomfortable without their cell phones. Well, when this research comes to a head, there will be no more cell phones. Cancer show. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.